Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. Today is February 17th. It is 7 o'clock p.m. We are live, y'all, right on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. You can call 310-861-2317 to hear us live. Welcome to today's show, y'all. We are doing relationship talk once again, myself and my lovely co-host, Miss Lakeisha Harris. Y'all, it's going down, man. This show is getting very popular. The numbers are very high, getting a lot of requests. People are loving this show. So what I want to say to all my listeners is thank you. I really, really appreciate your input. I appreciate your support, your continued support, man. And just want to show love to everybody. Also, for the ones who are listening, I am setting up the chat as well, getting the chat line open so that you can chat with me, because a lot of people, you know, want to get in, they want to talk, they want their voices heard, they want to express their point, and that's what the show is about. I need you. I want and need your input. I need your support. So when you're trying to get in and you can't, I want to first of all apologize for that, but secondly, I want to say if you're on my Facebook page, Artistically Trey Love or Comedian Trey Love, I go back and forth, just hit me up and say you want to chat. You know, hey, I want to chime in. And also, hit my co-host, Lakeisha Harris, for the friends that are on her page as well. That way, I will do my best to accommodate everyone. And just so everyone knows, the chat room is live, y'all. Go to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, and you can go into the chat room. I'm in right now, Trey Love Vision. You right online with me. So I want to address a few things before we get started into the show. I want to give you what today's topic is, ladies and gentlemen. Today's topic... Me and Lakeisha was laughing and chopping it up about it a little earlier. You know, some things that go on in society. Today's topic is younger women dating older men, but the opposite end of that, older men complaining about dating younger women. That's the show topic for today, which is a pretty funny topic, you know, because the things that Lakeisha and I were talking about, it was just hilarious. It was just some things that people are going through. You're upset with this young girl. And of course, we're going to talk about the opposite end of that, you know what I'm saying? Younger man, older woman, you know, what kind of things to expect, what kind of things you should accept, you know what I mean, in being in one of these types of relationships. So we're going to get into that in a few. But before we do, I want to just make a couple of announcements to the people that are following my career. You know that I'm SAG, AFTRA, you know I'm an actor, comedian. I just want to say to the folks that are supporting me, man, God is in the blessing business. This weekend, I shot a pilot with a major company, you know, working through NBC. The director, I won't give out the names and stuff. Some stuff you just keep private. But they are really, they were feeling me. They saw my demo and hooked me up, and it's like, I mean, I've worked hard, y'all, you know, a lot of years, a lot of business, a lot of stages, a lot of shows, you know, so to be in this position, you know, it's a great, great thing, man, a lot of great things. And this made the third week consecutive in a row that I worked. Last week, I was working on a documentary that I'm co-creating with Sophia Reed. She's doing her thing, man. She's really, she's an inspiration. I mean, to just jump on deck as a first-time director and just, you know, decide that, hey, I want to do this documentary. And the documentary is going to be amazing, by the way, amazing. Of course, it's going to be dealing with relationship topics, because that's something that I personally want to back, because we got to heal, y'all. We got to heal. And that's the way we're going to heal. You know, doing shows like this, it's about healing, trying to make everybody just a little bit better, not trying to change the whole world, you know what I mean? That's a great magnitude. But just for the people that we can reach, for our communities, the people that we can help, you know, just starting small, just trying to build, that's what, you know, we're doing here on Handsome Life Radio. Like I said, I want to get into a couple of things before we get started on today's topic. I see my co-host is on the line. What's up, girl? I want to talk about a couple of things. As you all know, last week we were talking about Chris Dorner. Well, last week Chris Dorner was alive. And this week, y'all, he's deceased. I know everybody saw on the news this past Tuesday when they called him up in Big Bear. People thought he was gone, man. It was so crazy. And I don't really want to give an opinion. You know, it's like I'm in the celebrity realm. I don't want to say this. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say the right thing, because no matter where you go with the Christopher Dorner situation, you pretty much are going to get two sides. You're going to get people that are going to be upset, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things that You know, I'm just going to sit back and say that all praises be to the Father above, and what's meant to be is meant to be. You better hold your family tight. You better hold the ones you love and keep them close, because if you look at it, just a few weeks ago, y'all, we had the guy that murdered all those children at that school out in Newtown. So I personally think we're living in a crazy, crazy time right now. I mean, the 60s was the revolution, but here's the proof of what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a comet hit the earth. Y'all know, like, we watch movies and stuff, and you always see the stuff in the movies. When I saw it on the news and I saw it on YouTube, everybody was like, wow, what is this, real? Well, yeah, it's real. It actually hit buildings, man. This meteor hit buildings and touched the earth, and they were saying that one passed right by. So, again, for those who don't believe in a higher power and don't believe that, you know, that God is real, hey, it's on you, man. You know, like I say, you know, I just put my faith and trust in something higher and bigger than me, because I do know that there is something higher and bigger than me. Man, it would be really arrogant to believe that we are the supreme being in this universe. Come on now. Let's see here. This is another thing I want to talk about, is support, because myself, my co-host, my career, like I said, things are moving forward. And here is really where it is. I'm putting on Facebook, I'm putting on Twitter, and I'm letting people know I have two pages, Comedian Trey Love, Artistically Trey Love. I created a fan page. I'm working with some behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, some major people, and they're telling me, hey, look, you need to get your fan page up. We need to see some stats. We need to see some numbers. Well, here's the thing. I have over 5,000 friends on Artistically Trey Love. I put a post up, 1-2 likes. Not saying that you all have to like stuff all the time, but, it's a numbers game. So if you're not liking what I'm doing, then what that means is you're not supporting me. So why do I have 5,000 friends that aren't supporting me? Let me throw this out there real quick. I did a show last year, hosted a show, went and talked to people and networked, because I'm that kind of guy. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to promote. I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to get myself in the wind. You know what I'm saying? I'm a people person. And I thought I made what I thought were some sincere friends, you know. Of course, I won't mention any names because I have class, but these are just situations and life lessons that I'm sharing with you all and explaining to you why I'm about to make some different kind of moves and do some different things strategically with how I do my business. I would say, hey, man, you know, I want you to come to my comedy show. I had people, yeah, man, I'm coming. Hit me the day of. Let me know. I'm talking about had stuff laid out, invites, you know, people that I thought were, I wouldn't even say my friends, but I thought we could work together. I thought we could do business together, because I was like, look, let me do this, and I'll promote yours, and you'll promote mine, and we could work together. When you find yourself in a position where you're doing all the work for yourself and those people, and they're not sending out blasts for you, they're not promoting your show, they're not telling people about your show, they're not even coming to your show, the reality is I'm going to put you down, bro. And when I say put you down, please, and I'm going to say this to everybody out there, please don't post your stuff on my page, especially if you ain't posting mine. Let me say that one more time. Please do not put your stuff on my page if you're not posting on mine, because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take it off my page. The second thing I'm going to do, if you don't go to my fan page, which is Trey Love Vision, facebook.com/Trey Love Vision, if you don't go to my fan page and I don't see you on my fan page, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to block you. I'm straight up. I'm putting it out there. It's to a point in my life and my career, you get to a point where you have to start severing friendships from business. Again, Facebook is the thing, okay, social media, social networking, but to the people out there, and you know who you are, I'm just saying this, I'm going to be traveling this year. I'm doing TV shows this year. There's a whole fan base out there that will like my stuff, that will go to my YouTube, that will get my numbers up. I'm going to put my concentration on those people. I won't put my concentration on the people that aren't giving me any feedback. I've got my hand open to give, got it open to receive, but if you ain't giving, I'm not going to keep giving you. That's just foolish. Talking to my co-host, she was discussing some stuff with me about haters, like, you know, Trey, this and that, this and that, and I want my co-host to know what we are doing is relevant. That's the numbers speak for itself. The numbers are very high. We have one of the highest rated shows on Blog Talk. So what I'm saying is what we're doing is relevant. But when it comes to haters, you got to think, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah, Barack, anybody that's successful and an African-American, you know who the major haters are of successful, rich black Americans? Black Americans. Straight up. It's us hating on each other. So what I'm going to say to my co-host is, yeah, we doing good. Yeah, we got a fly show. Yeah, it's a lot of people out there. So you know people are going to be trying to say little stuff. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that. I'm showing her where we're going, where this show is going, what the sponsorships and things that we're getting. I'm going to say to you haters right now, I'm going to block your ass. Real. If you put your little nasty comments on the stuff, I'm going to block you. You're done. That way you won't see me. So you won't be able to hate on me. Find someone else to do because that's what's in you. This next song is dedicated to you haters. And then let me finish because I got a couple of things I want to get off my chest. And then from there, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get started with the show. Like I said, I need you all to go to my Facebook page, Trailer Vision, and like it. If you don't, I'm going to send an invite. I'm just putting it out there to the people on Artistically and Comedian. I'm going to put the invite out there to you. I'm going to give you 7 days. By the end of this month, if you haven't liked my fan page, this is not personal, so I'm going to delete you. You know, I'm not going to block you. For the ones that are trying to F with me, I'm going to block you, you know, for the negative ones. But for the people that do like my fan page, understand that if you do get deleted off my regular page, it's nothing personal. It's just I need to make room now for the future. I'm going to be traveling to Alabama, Texas, Georgia, Florida, New York, Virginia. Let me see what else dates. And definitely Chicago. I got to slide through Chicago. So I got some dates lined up, and I'm going to be meeting fresh new people. So to the people that are just sitting back and watching and not giving support, I'm about to get you out of there. I'm keeping it real. And it's not personal. It's just I need support. I don't need you sitting back, you know, saying this and that, and you're not supporting me. That's what it's about. In order for me to succeed, y'all, and go to the level I'm going to right now, I got some major people waiting on me to get some stuff in their hands. I need you. I'm talking to everybody within the sound of my voice. I need you. I need you to support me. If you're not supporting me, trust me, you're going to be out of there because I got room. It's for every one person that don't support me, it's 10 people that will. So just know I'm serious about this. God is blessing, and this is something that I got to do. It's not personal. It's not, oh, he think he all that. Well, you know what? When you say a person thinks they all that, you become what you think about. So I guess I do think I'm all that because I'm his. At any rate, let me keep pushing it. Stevie Mack and I are going to be doing a major, major pilot, man. We already got some sponsors looking at it. It's going to be called Apartment X. It's going to be real funny. If you go to Trailer Vision, Facebook.com/TrailerVision, you'll see a picture of a cover. We're getting ready to start working on the writing, the shooting, and stuff like that. It's going to be a comedy about a pastor moving in with a pimp. So pastor moving in with a pimp. I wonder who the pimp's going to be. You tell yourself. Ask yourself. Also, I want to shout out my girl, Mello Desiree. She booked me as Martin Luther King for an upcoming play next year. That's going to be amazing, y'all. I got these lines I'm getting together. I'm just really, really excited and in awe and grateful to the Father above to be given this opportunity to portray such a great and magnificent male. Man, also, don't forget that Rock and Shell is still being in the works, y'all. It's the show that I wrote. That's going to be a spoof on Barack and Michelle Obama, working on that. Still got work, just different things going with that, man. So, again, man, things are moving. This show is hot. Yo, your boy is hot right now. And like I said, man, if you want to get down and you truly want to get down and we're going to make something happen, let's do it. If not, this song is dedicated to you. So just remember this, haters. I'm about to bust this move.
Flying too sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record. I'm all that I can be, and I'll admit I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We fall from small to tall, and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know I'm talking about.
I bought a heart, I said, deal sports, still a sweaty cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he is looking at his tumor. That he mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Yeah, investigation, I'm accumulating. Seen you with him, girl, I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, Jewel. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Push around the town with the top shop. Talk to you to call the loss of pounds. Cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about. Don't lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Everybody just lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Everybody just lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
That nigga think they going hard, don't hurt no legs.
Yeah, throw in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in. 7:18 p.m. Sunday night, February 17th is going down. Hey, yo, that song there was specific. I'm trying to tell y'all, your boy transcended. God is in the blessing business. I'm making moves. So which means if I'm making moves, some of y'all might have to get moved out the way. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't personal. It's business. I'm going to support you. If you ain't supporting me, I'm not going to support you. Just remember that. Make sure you go to my website, Trailer Vision. Go to the link for those who are in town, in Los Angeles. I need to see your face at the place February 22nd, 2013 at the Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard. I'll be performing live. I need you to go online. I need you to order your tickets. I'm going to tell you something about how L.A. works. If you're an entertainer in Los Angeles, California, and you can't bring 20 to 30 people, they don't want to see you. So that's enough about me. It's time to get into the subject, but of course I have to start it off with me. Hey, it's about your boy. You know what I'm saying? Trey Love on the rise, man, but not by myself. I have to have a team and the co-host, man. I'm talking about my right-hand girl. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to some music for her, man. Get her going, man. Bring her in. You know what? Here you go right here, because they don't even know. Keisha, she model material. Check it out.
Hot boy, ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, little mama, let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas. Or we can even cruise the water in Bermuda. A little sex on the beach, head in the Buddha. Model material, model material, model material, model material, model material, model material, model material.
She is LaKeisha Harris. What's up, girl? How you doing? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you feeling today, Carl?
Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing? This is Lakeisha Harris. I want to chime in and talk a little bit about what my co-host was speaking on first. We are going to bring on some guests today. We're going to get into a very hot topic today, and we're going to get it cracking. But we do want to talk about our support and our supporters and how important it is for everyone to support each other. I do want to, on that note, give props to DJ Lady Jamar, because she does share our events. She does support from where she's standing. She may not be able to make it out to all of our events because she has her own, but she does try to support as much as she can. And sometimes people are supporting us and we may not even recognize it, and they don't even ask, and we don't ask them. They just do it just on the strength, just out of love. So I do want to say thank you to all those that share the event. Darren Johnson, I don't even know who he is, but he shares the event every single week on his page.
He's always showing love. I appreciate
always.
It, Darren.
I
and,
didn't know
and
who that is, but thank you, my brother.
And thank you, Darren. And I'm going to say this about Lady Jamar. Lady Jamar is one of the few promoters that I've worked with that was cool with that. Her and Darren Johnson, my boy.
Darren Hendon.
I couldn't even say his last name. Darren Hendon. They came to my birthday party, which really touched me. The thing is, and like you try, like I'm trying to tell these people, we need support. We can't make it without support. We can't do what we're doing and, you know, go to the places we're trying to go to without support. And to the ones, like I say, Keisha, straight up, those little negative comments and stuff, flat out, we're going to block you. We don't need you.
Well, the people who are making negative comments are not even in our business. They just are, you know, entitled to an opinion, and it's just an opinion and a perception, and it's that one opinion cannot hurt anything that we have going on. And, you know, like I say to people all the time, you know, you are welcome to have an opinion here, but just recognize that, you know, this is my blog, this is my page, this is my radio show, and you get your mic turned off. But, you know, anyway, you know, you can't just be negative all the time and expect us to be open to that. But, yeah, we can take, you know, a bit of criticism. I'm not saying that, you know, either one of us are so close-minded that we don't take advice or criticism or anything like that. We're just saying that, you know, all the negativity is not necessary, and we're not here to be negative towards anyone. We're here to help. By all means, to help, no matter what's said here, no matter what's posted, this is all, you know, to help. And our careers are going to go forward regardless. You know, whatever the Lord has for me, nobody can block anyway.
For sure,
I'm just
for
saying.
Sure.
But we do have many supporters, and the people who we are speaking on that may, what do we say, Trey, cross-promote, but they're not doing their cross-promotion part. All that is, it's okay. We just can't work together. You know, we're good. We're all good people. We still have love for each other. We just can't do business in that way, and that's all that is. But I will show you, Trey, the way to get people to be attracted to your fan page, because sometimes people may not post and they may not like your post because they have no idea that it's there.
Right.
Just like, you know, my business page, my Harris Entertainment Promotion page, you know, people don't know it's there if I don't put it out there. And there's a way that you attract, you know, your fan base to your page where they know it's there. I haven't personally done that with my entertainment page in a long time because I don't have my club at this point. I'm taking a hiatus until the summer. But at the time when I was putting it out there, people were responding, and I do have the local promoters in the area who actually do post in that on that page. They can't post on my personal page because I have that blocked. But they can post in there whenever they'd like to, and I can also post in their entertainment pages, and I don't post on their walls because your wall is kind of a personal space.
A private thing.
And the thing is,
Keisha, what kills me is I don't never put nothing on nobody's wall. And when I was doing stuff on people's walls, it was cross-promotion. I wasn't just putting my stuff on people's wall. And then when you put stuff on my wall, I'm liking it. But when it got to a point that I saw you people are not coming to my shows, you're not promoting my shows, you're not pushing my shows, I'm going to tell you how I take it. I take it personal. Not personal in a sense like Keisha's saying. We still cool. I still got love for everybody. When I see you in the streets, man, I'm going to show you love. It ain't no, what's up? Oh, no. I'm too classy for that. But know this, because this is sincere how it is. You posting on my wall, you not pushing my product, I promise to God I'm going to delete the post. Then what I'm going to do, if you continue to disrespect my page, I'm going to block you. And that's just that simple, because, again, if I delete your post a couple of times, I'm showing you, hey, look, don't put stuff on my page. Let's keep it 100. Then when you go throw some stuff on my page, then you're being nasty, sarcastic. And then what I do is I block you and you never exist, and I forget you exist. And then when I see you somewhere, I don't even remember, because I got 8 million people to be on my mind and concerned about. I'm going to be like, hey, man, how you doing? Because I forgot I blocked you, but you disrespected me, so I just did what I could do on this Facebook banging, so they call it. And I kept it pushing. Again, that's what it's all about, keeping it pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm sure that, you know, all the promoters, they completely agree and understand. And, you know, we've had major promoter meetings and area promoter meetings where we discuss those things. And we'll touch on that a little bit later, Trey, so that you could kind of hear kind of where that comes from. Because a lot of people do take it personal as though it's a disrespect, but it's actually an app. And the app actually puts it on, you know, sends it to you, and they don't mean to. It just sends a group. So they, you know, may not have deleted you off of that group, because you are still in this field. So even if you don't want it on your page, to have you be aware of an event happening, you know, is just part of the business. But we'll touch on that later. I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, who I am, just in case there's some new listeners on the line today. You know, I'm Lakeisha Harris. You know, I'm the CEO of Harris Entertainment Promotions, where we do events. We produce events and promote events as well. I do not do artist promotion, not for one particular artist, and I don't do artist management, but I do produce events for artists and for just special occasions and so on and so forth. I'm also a registered nurse, been a registered nurse for 17 years, and I work in women's health, and I have talked to women every single day about relationships and their health. So this is the reason why we put this together, entertainment, relationships. Here we go. We are here on Relationship Talk Live with Trey Love and Lakeisha Harris, and we're getting ready to bring on our first guest. And the topic that we're going to touch on today is, Trey?
Oh, I'm right here.
We're going to start off with the older men and women dating younger.
Yeah, the older men dating these younger little hot women, thinking they gonna control this little girl. You know.
Well, we're gonna touch on that. I do want to get a little bit on top of the women that are dating the younger men as well, because there's something to be said also about an older woman who's seeking, you know, a 21-year-old man, as well as these older 50-year-old men who are seeking, you know, 19, 20-year-old women, and sometimes younger. Why is it creepy when it's a man, but it's not creepy when it's a woman? We have some posts like that. I do want to, Trey, if you don't mind, I wanted to read the post that got this all started.
Run it. That's
we can move
about.
From there. We do have our first guest who is on the line as well, waiting to talk, because he is actually in a relationship. He is actually, you know, over 35. You know, I don't want to say his
and
age.
And what's his name? Is it Thundercat?
You know, I don't know if he wants his name. George. His name is George.
Oh, I didn't know if he wanted to say his name. A brother called. He said he was your friend named Thundercat. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Keisha, you go ahead and talk. I'm going to tell you right now, the lines are lit up. And again, to all you listeners that are supporting this show, man, from the bottom of my heart, myself and Lakeisha here at Handsome Life Radio, I want to say to y'all, thank y'all, man. Keep tuning in, man, because we're going to keep bringing the funk, man. We're going to keep having fun. We're going to be funny. We're going to be entertaining, man, and we're going to have nice music. And this right here is going to be a chill spot for y'all to come through on Sundays and chop it up. So, Keisha, you go ahead and keep talking about the subject, and what I'm going to do is go offline, and I'm going to try to find your boy George, all right?
Okay.
The show is yours.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read this post. This actually came from a Facebook friend, no one that I know personal. He actually posted his name, so I'm going to go ahead and say it, because he did not mind if his post wasn't anonymous. His name was Gregory Smith. If you go on my Facebook page, if you are a Facebook friend of mine, it says life upside down. He went from a 19-year-old cheating on him to two 18-year-olds, one after another, who are bisexual. He needs somebody who already knows life and what. And he said this is what he's been thinking. He also says that he wants to know, how is it that when you're young, you attract older, and when you're older, you attract younger? I don't see that as being true, but we did have a couple of comments, okay? We did have a couple of people that just says, you know, it depends on the age group. And, and we have some people saying that that's creepy that a man would be that old and dating an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old. You know, I even posted and said that I feel like that's insecure because that man is looking for somebody who he can kind of control or that he doesn't have to be a grown-ass man to be with.
Well, I'm back, Keisha. I have our guest, George, is on the line. So whenever you're ready,
you there?
We can bring. Yeah. Oh, let me open his mic up. But I want to make a quick comment before, his mic is open. But let me just make a quick comment before we listen to him real quick. I want to say this about that. Being a younger man dating an older woman, I'm going to tell you the truth. That part of my life, being a grown man now is different. I'm grown. I'm at that stage where I'm full grown. But when I was in my teens, when I was in my early 20s, dating older women was fascinating to me.
I bet it was.
It was fun. And to tell you the truth, the older women, like, they got out. Older women, man, they I'm talking about cook you something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Play with it. I got to watch. You know, I'm trying to watch because we are trying to get sponsorship. But they'll play with you. I know y'all might be trying to say it, but the older women, I'm going to put it like this here. I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to be straight up. Older women, since I can personally remember, they will make your day. Hello. I'm going to leave it at that.
See, that's from the point of view of that young person. But what I want to know is, what is in the psyche of this old-ass woman that she thinks she got to go mess with these little boys? What kind of grown-ass 35, 40-year-old woman really wants to be with a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old in
now,
your case?
Now, 17-year-old, 16, that's taking it.
If it's about you trying to have a relationship with somebody who doesn't even know life yet, you know, that's the kind of stuff we want to talk about today. George has a very different perspective, so I kind of wanted to get him to chime in because he really does think differently about it. So,
I think I might agree with George. I'm not going to say yet because I want to hear what he got to say, but I'm going to see if me and George are on the same plane. George, you on the mic, man. You on Handsome Life Radio. What's up, bro?
How you guys doing?
Oh,
hey.
Excellent, man. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How you doing, Keisha? I know you're probably mad at me for my post.
I'm mad at you. Yes. I am.
I'm sorry, let me cut you off. My thing is this. I mean, just being in the club business for as long as I have, DJing, meeting people, I've been married before. I've had all ages, but this is definitely the youngest. And I know some people may judge it and look at it like, what are you doing with her? She's so young, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to lie. You know, she was attractive. I walked up to her, got a number. 2 days later, we started hanging out. And she's just real cool. You know, she's not – and I'm not saying – there's no age-specific behaviors. There's really not. You know, she's not a smartass. She's cool to hang out with. First time we went to dinner, she paid. And I was like, no, I can't let you do that. She paid. So I don't know, maybe break that whole trick thing right off the bat. Because I told her, I said, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm not some trick or whatever that's going to be that you're going to be calling on for utility money or rent money. Nah, not
Hello. Happening. Let me jump in real quick, bro, and I'm going to shut up.
Okay.
That's how I
All
be
right.
getting hooked. When they pay, it do something to me. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
I really could not believe it. Bottom line, she's cool. I'm not trying to control her. My mindset is already, you know, well, I'm not going to stop her from doing her. I'm telling you, she's, you know, upstairs, it's like she's my age, real talk. And I'm just blown away, like, just kind of peeping some of her behavior. Just like, wow, is she, like, consciously trying not to act like a 22-year-old? Or is that just how she's built? Is that how she's conditioned or what? But, you know, she's not the only one I'm with. She's not my girl. We just hang out, you know, honestly, quite frequently, you know. And I just, excuse me. I just feel like she's kind of on the same plane as me. But I will never hinder her from doing her thing, you know, whether she wants to go date some other dude or hang out with somebody else. My mindset is already there can never, nothing can ever really seriously develop from this relationship with her. I already have that. And plus, I do have other partners and stuff that I talk to and hang out with and all that as well, different ages, you know. And she's just cool to hang out with, and I'm not going to stop that. She's like, you know what, if you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it. I'm not tripping. And she says to me, George, I think you're tripping more than I do, you know.
It sounds like, to me, like George is being 22.
Nah, okay, you know what? Okay, you know what? I want to talk about it, Keisha, and then I want you to give your opinion. In my opinion,
okay.
I'm totally listening to what George is saying. George,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this
110,
bro.
He's not ready for
a
relationship anyway. So
I'm
gonna
say
somebody
this
110. Hearing something that's kind of chilling just to have fun with, that sounds fine.
George.
But usually men, you know, older men are not trying to just hang out and just play games at a certain point. So I'm not saying that you're trying to play games, Jordan. I'm just saying that you're at the point to where you just like, you know what, you're chilling, you just want to have fun, you just want something that's just, you know, cool for a minute. And I think even you said on your post that you're not even looking at it as something like long-term and serious. But that's the thing. If you're not really looking at something long-term and serious, then I guess it don't matter.
Well, I'm going to say this. Here's my opinion. George, I'm behind you 110%, bruh. You ain't wrong. You're having fun. The girl having fun. And if you listen to last week's show, this is something I believe in. I always say, ain't no virgins at the high school. You understand what I'm saying? And see, here's what, ain't no virgins at the high school. I always say that. So don't try to play with me. Ain't no virgins at the high school. You feel me? So here's where I'm coming from. From the other angle, supporting you, bro, because like I said, I'm 110% supporting what you're doing. And the reason why I say I'm supporting you is because it sounds to me as if you're an adult, that young lady's an adult, and everyone is having consensual fun, consensual adult fun. And see, here's the thing, what I don't think a lot of people look at, the development of this young lady. She could be stealing game from you, bro. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? She could be smart enough to be like, I know she could have the same mindset. I don't want no relationship with this man. I find him attractive. I like him. You know what I'm saying? And at her age, again, let's talk 18. You say you're not trying to have her. You're not trying to stop her from seeing other dudes. She's not trying to stop you from seeing other females. So what that sounds like to me is it's a mutual friendship. It's fun. And when the time comes to where she finds someone else or you find someone else, I'm going to say straight up for both of y'all, I already know it's going to be a touchy feeling, like, dang, you know, I was really feeling you. But reality sounds to me like both of you are mature. I'm listening to everything you're saying. 22 years old. Sounds to me like both of you are mature. Both of you know that this is not about to be some match made in heaven. It's fun. It passes the
right.
time. Companionship is nice. And again, if he finds a 22, age, everybody always says age ain't nothing but a number, but if he finds a 22-year-old that's giving him a good conversation, giving him the good, you know that good. Everybody know, you know what I'm saying? That good, you know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm knocking your side of your head as soon as I see.
She's driving it. Hey, hold on. She's driving it like it's lukewarm. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't even mine. That's lukewarm. Come here, daddy. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. So, again, for both of them, he's excited enjoying himself. She's excited enjoying herself. We can all live peace, have a good time, and live. And I'm not finna. I can't judge this man for waxing that young hot thing. You understand what I'm saying? And your sisters can't judge this young lady for getting us worried on with an older man. You know what? To the 22-year-old boo boo, do you boo boo? Have you some fun? Get yourself together. Make sure you got your education. Make sure you're making your money. And when it's time for you to settle down, that's what you do when you decide to do. You know you ain't gonna settle down with George. But I'm gonna say this. You might be building a friend for life. You might even be married one day and be, oh, this is my boy George. And, you know, I know your husband will peel your head back. You know what I'm saying? Just listen if you're listening, 22-year-old. Your husband,
but
he's going to peel your head back.
Up.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm making sure she knows so she don't be thinking she still can play with George once she get into her commitment. Because right now
check this out.
What's up?
Check this out. Two things. Okay, one day she says to me, we were hanging out, she's all George, so you know, I don't mean to be in your business, and I don't mean any pressure, and I don't mean to put it out there. She's all, you know, how long, I don't know, just, you know, in theory, how long are you going to continue to see these other women? I mean, I'm
uh-oh.
Not going to lie. You know, a question mark popped
I'm
up.
I'm like, Keisha, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, a question mark popped up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you know, here's the gesture, and I'll expound on that other point right after I say this. One day, this is to kind of let me know where she was at. She doesn't, you know, her car's being worked on, basically. She borrowed her car one day. I wasn't feeling well. She lives in San Bernardino. I live in Pomona. She went and borrowed her friend's car, went to the store, got me some, like, Theraflu and some medicine or whatever, drove all the way out to Pomona to bring that to me. I'm like,
hey,
I was like, wow. Okay, so that in itself told me right there, like, damn, she's really digging me. You know what I mean? I mean, what female is
going
to do that, older or younger? But again, and then secondly, going back to the other part where she says, well, how long are you going to continue to date these other women? I said, well, honestly, no disrespect, but I don't really have any kind of cutoff time.
Sound to me, George. Let me cut you off for a minute, brother. Just give me a second. Sound to me like Lil Mama got her a motive.
Right.
Lil Mama got her a motive. A motive. A M-O-T-I-V-E. She got her a motive. Let me ask you a question, George. Just out of curiosity. George, I don't even want to ask your age. She's 22. I'm going to say you 30. We're just going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put nobody public business.
He ain't afraid of his age. Go ahead, George. Tell it.
45.
Right.
Oh,
he's
a grown ass man. He's grown.
Right.
He dating his daughter. Praise Allah. He dating his daughter. Praise God. Anyway, anybody dating a woman young enough to be their daughter, my nigga. I mean, ooh, I didn't wasn't supposed to say that. Anyway, let's go ahead and hear what I'm saying. I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions, George, because this is gonna show me something. George, you say you're in the promotion business. You're in a game that you promote clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, DJ.
He's a DJ.
Okay.
DJ Double Time.
So you're a popular cat. You're a DJ. Okay, that's number one. So she wants the limelight. Okay. Let me ask you this, George. Not getting in your business. You're 45. You're a DJ. So that means you swagged out. People see you coming. And again, being a DJ, like me being a comedian, everywhere you go, you got her. Hey, you got hoes in different. Okay.
I got some friends. I got some acquaintances. Yeah.
Oh, cool, lad. This is cool, motherfucker. Anyway, okay. So let me say this. Here go some more questions. And this ain't getting in your. You ain't got to put it all out there. But do you have a nice home?
I am renting a nice house. Yes.
Same thing. Rent a nice crib. How would you rate yourself? A 45-year-old male, attractive, 1 to 10. How would you rate yourself? And be straight up.
I say, a little above average, maybe 7, 7.5.
Come on now. Stop playing.
Okay, Keisha, if you know him, Keisha, you a woman. Tell me, what is he? Yeah, 1 to 10. Straight up, Keisha. Don't hurt his feelings. Do not hurt that man's feelings.
No, I'm just saying nobody's a 10. Nobody, you know.
I'm feeling that. She say, oh, man, okay. Let that ride. I'm glad you love him this week. Ooh, I said that. Yes, I did.
Higher than a 7. Come on now. 8, 9. You got it. Just stop it. Stop playing. Let me just say this. See, this is why he's saying I'm mad at him, because I know that he's really, really cool, a really nice person. I want to see him with a really nice, respectable, good woman. I want to see this for him.
Okay.
I don't want
okay.
to see him with no little groupie.
Okay.
I don't want to see that. I don't want
first
to see 22-year-old. She coming around
okay.
because she gonna get in the club for free, and she
right.
wanna be the DJ's girl and all that good stuff. I don't.
She
see
like
this
the limelight. Like she's doing what she's supposed to do. Okay, so Keisha, let's get back to the point.
Right.
What
she has to
her
age. And then when he wants something long term, then he done invested all this time into this little thing, this little girl, then it's gonna be a problem. And I know there's so many good women out there, but, you know, a lot of times the older women, they don't want to date nobody in this type of profession either. But he also has a good career on the side.
I love it. So DJing is his main thing. He got a good career on the side.
He has a career. DJ's his little
side.
So see,
brother got it going on.
Father, he has custody of his son. He's a good man for somebody else.
Hold on, Keisha.
George,
let me defend you on this one, George. Hold on, Keisha. You just said, I'm going to tell you what you just said. I'm going to tell you what you just said. You just said this man got custody of his kids.
Right.
You just said this man got a great career on the side, on
right.
top of his DJing thing. Now,
right.
sound to Trey Love. Like this 45-year-old man is having the time of his damn life. And
yeah.
to top it off, he waxing a 22-year-old. George, do me a favor. Put your hand in the air. Just put your hand in the air, right?
Okay.
Put your hand in the air. I just slapped your hand long distance. We just did a cyber high five. You better handle your business and enjoy yourself. Stop listening to our friend Keisha.
Okay, look, Georgia, it was so nice having you on the show. You know, you can
don't
continue
do the man
listening.
Like that.
We've got
how
to
go
our phone
man
lines
like
before people start to complain.
Okay,
listen, I just want to tell you guys, I love what you guys are doing. It's my first time calling in. And Keisha, you know, I love what you guys are doing, man. It's awesome, man. Keisha, I'll get at you soon.
Okay.
You gotta take care of
I won't yell at you too bad. You know, the George is my homeboy.
Don't leave the show, though, man. Don't leave
the show. He's been my homeboy for the longest time, and I always want to. Him to be with like the nice girls. It seemed like the girls that want to get with him, they just want to take advantage of his niceness. I hate it.
And he's taking advantage. Hey, but he's taking advantage of something too. Am I right, Joyce?
Yeah, you're right. I just want to say one last thing, Trey. Here's
ahead,
my thing. She completely is, you know, by her. I mean, she does things. She's the one that takes care of things a lot of times. She asks me if I need something. I'm like, are you serious? How are you asking me if I need something? You already have a little daughter. You know, you're trying to do your thing. She's all, that's all taken care of. Do you need anything? I'm asking you. You need me to shop for you? Do you need anything? Can I get you something? It's the complete reverse of what you think it might be. Normally, it would be on some tricking with an older dude and a younger female. But it's completely opposite. I'm just saying. You know, I know that's few and far between, but that is what it is. And my thing is, me being 45, I was married before. Not that I'm dated. My thing is this. I am having the time of my life. Everything's at my disposal. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, with whom I want.
Oh,
my life.
Oh,
I'm going to live it. You feel me? No disrespect to nobody. But it is what it is.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. One time for Joe. I'm going to write his name down in my book. George is my hero. I'm having the time of my life.
Hey, but you guys are doing a great job. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate
you,
George.
And if you can stay on the line, George, if you can stay on the line or you can go online, please don't stop listening to the show because we're going to keep it going. We got a whole another hour and 15 before we off. So just stay on the line if you can, okay?
All good. All right, then.
All right, Keisha, check it out. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play a little music. From there, I'm going to check all the lines. So all the people that are on the line, I'm telling you right now, you don't hang up, please. I'm going to go into the queue. I'm telling people what I'm doing because sometimes when I go to the queue and try to talk to them, Keisha, they hang up. So, again, do not hang up. If you want to talk, when I get on the line, just give me your name, your first name. You don't have to give your last name. You don't have to give any detailed information. You can say Keisha, for example, or you can say K. You know, I had somebody call last week, Mr. R. Nobody knows who Mr. R is. Mr. R is this mysterious man. So if you want to say K, J, Keisha, or whatever you want to say, say that. And then from there, I'm going to open your mic up and allow you to talk. That's what this show is about, y'all. This podcast is a forum. It's for us to get our points across, man, because the only way we're going to heal and we're going to learn is by doing what we're doing right now, is talking. So we're getting ready to go offline, y'all. Me and Keisha are going to see who's on the line, and then from there, we're going to come back and do this, all right? Let's find some love.
I get what I got to keep the bubbling. Do me right, my lonesome dove. Tell your man one time, what is this thing called love? I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about the thing I found.
Take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. this the one. To all the ladies out there, I'm going to do one at a time.
Take it home, baby.
Yeah, y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. That was my hot track, followed up. I had to do Heavy D, but then while we was on the line, I had to give y'all a little taste of what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? When I see you in the club popping bottles from Trey Love and you say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, multi-talented, y'all. I tell jokes. I'm an actor, comedian. I'm talking about I wrap gifts at Macy's December time frame. You know, we got a lot of callers on the line, man. It's about to be a hot, hot show. Y'all done tuned in, told a friend of Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in, 7:55 p.m., February the 17th. It's about to go down. My lovely co-host is in the building. I just want to do this for y'all real quick. I'm excited. I heard my song. Every time I hear my song, I get excited. I'm like, remember that character Martin? Y'all, he's like, let me just sing my song. Y'all going to let me sing my song. Against the one I don't care, I'm ready to rhyme anytime, anywhere. I got smooth lyrics from here to there. You better catch me, boy, because I'm a rising star. Rising high to reach my packs. Same exact thing when I'm having sex. You better clear your ear, hear the lyrics I'm throwing. Trey Love's on the mic. I stay flowing. We do it like that. My co-host, Lakeisha Harris, is back in the building. Kiki, what's happening with you?
I am right here. It's all good. We're getting ready to get this cracking. It's hot.
It's hot.
What did y'all think
right?
about George and his situation?
Well, we finna get it down. We have a young man by the name of G.A. that wants to step in, show some love. You know what I'm saying? G.A., you on the mic, man. How do you feel about younger women dating older men?
Older men dating younger women.
Younger women dating older men.
You know, I saw how you tried to twist that up.
You saw that, right? Go ahead, G.A. G.A., you on the line, brother.
Yeah, I don't think anything's wrong with it to a point, but, you know, I just want to tab in on what I believe to be the origins are, you know what I mean, and where everything, where these thoughts and these older men are beginning. You know, I'm an older man, and I've dated younger women, and it took me years to understand and realize why my behavior is or was what it was, for the simple fact that I was, you know, I had things happen to me as a kid, you know what I mean, where I was touched. Too early by a woman.
Uh-huh.
And so, that's where it all began. That's where I was born. My life was altered at that point.
That's right.
So, it is my thought and belief that any man that steps forward and says he likes younger women for a reason. You know, I'm not saying everything happened to everybody like it happened to me, but for the most part, there's a rationale for that behavior.
Hmm. Yeah, and I do think that everyone has to delve into what makes us think the way we think, what makes us function the way we function. Regardless, you know, I always think that when a younger woman, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, is dating an older man, and she has that father-daughter dynamic that's going on, and there's nothing that we can say to fix that. That takes the help of a professional. Now, Trey and I are not psychologists. You know, but we are here to help as much as we can with the experience that we have. But, you know, and I have to say, I am not a doctor of psychology. So the things that I speak to our guests about on this show come from my training and from my experiences.
Well, but, let me jump in real quick, brother, because, G.A., I got somebody on the line who actually is a therapist and is a good friend of mine who called in last week and laid some heavy knowledge on us. I'm gonna give her the mic for a second and let you and her kind of chop it up. And what I want to say to you, G.A., straight up, and this is coming from a brother to another brother, thank you, man. Thank you for being man enough to call into this show and express yourself, your feelings, something that happened to you. That's what I'm going to say this flat out. I believe personally, because they had Christopher Dorner's ex-girlfriend on TV, and one thing she said that stuck with me, she said Chris was the type of person that held a lot of stuff in. I'm going to say this to my people. The reason why I'm doing this show is because we need to talk. In order to fix our relationships, in order to grow, we need to talk. People need to talk about what's going on with them, man. And I want to say to you, bro, you are very brave. You are very brave. There are not many men that are man enough to call into this radio station or to even sit down and discuss with someone, look, I was touched. You know what I mean? And it's not, again, this is not anything at all comical, y'all. This is real what we're talking about. This is life. These are people's lives. And, again, when you're dealing with people's lives, we don't want another Christopher Dorner situation on our hands. Nowhere near even implying that any one of our callers are anywhere that, you know, going to go that insane. But what I'm saying is, when you're dealing with the pressures of life and you're hurting and you've been through things, you said something key, my brother. You said that go to the root cause. That is something that when I deal with people, I always try to analyze them because I try to figure out why would they do certain things. But
right.
then you meet their mother, you meet their father, you meet their brother, you meet their sister, you meet family members, and then you kind of find out a little bit about their background. And it's like, whoa, now I see why you act this way or why you do this or why you do that. So when you said, brother, go to the root cause, I want to thank you for that. So we're going to bring Hopeful to the line, y'all. Hopeful is going to be our in-house therapist, y'all. We're going to have her come in and chime in and kind of give us a professional spin on situations. I want to – hold on, let me play a little music for her. This is my homegirl. This is my homegirl. Actually, y'all, be on the lookout for your boy, Trey Love, back at the Veterans Administration Hospital. This young lady actually – gave me that show, and it was amazing. They already asked for us back. So shout out to Big Weezy, Reza, Asia Kim, and my headliner, Ramona. We did that, so they're having us back. Yo, we're going to bring Hopeful to the line right about now.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Coming
with
you. Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Huh?
I see your jealousy as you
watch me. I see you watching,
babe.
You watching. It's all
good. Kind of sexy.
I love it.
Ha, Hopeful, you on the live. What's up, girl? We had to bring you out kind of live. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
yo, this is the in-house service. Hopeful, y'all. Welcome to the show, girl.
Hey, Hopeful. Hey,
everybody. Good evening. And thank you, Trey. Every time I talk to you, you always send my confidence level all the way to the moon, man. So thank you for that. I love my B. I love my Jay-Z. So
okay.
Thank you. All right. We got a topic here. We got a we opened up a serious line of communication here. And I want to just piggyback what Trey said that, you know, thank you for just being human. To open up and saying something so deep. And what I always tell people is that when you call out what is hurting you or what you're lacking or what you're struggling with, when you can verbally say it out loud to others, then no one has control over you because you now have control over it. So now you have control over it. You can do what you will with it. It won't no longer have control over you because now you have spoken its name. Okay? So I just got to really say that in anything that we're struggling with, when you call it by its name and you speak to that thing, no one has control over you or can say anything about you because it's something that you already know about yourself, and it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it or not do with it. So, you know, much love and many blessings to you on that because now you have it lifted. So there's no need to even look at that no more. But he is right, definitely. When we desire partners, it is a reflection of what happened when, as we were growing up. And whether we had both parents, one or the other, or none of the main primary parents we gave birth to, conceived, gave birth to them, in our household, whoever was there that was primary, that was consistent, is a reflection on who we will date in the future. And so what may have happened in the past, once we interpret that, we're going to act on it, and it may not look like the same thing, but it will be a reflection. And just like you said, Trey, you've got to look at the parents, you've got to look at that home and say, what happened? And, you know, I was a young girl growing up, and Leticia, you're right, I love that father figure. You know, I had a great dad. I lived until I was 17. He died of lung cancer. And I was daddy's girl. So when I started dating, you know, at 16, 17, 18, my boyfriends were 25, 30, 27, you know. And, of course, I think, you know, that's older. You know, I was gravitated to the much older gentleman that always appeared to have something to teach me. And the key word I'm saying is appear to, because at that time you really just don't know.
Right.
You know, we think you know, but we really don't know. because we ain't lived on it. We haven't had a testimony to really talk about it. So you're absolutely right. We're looking for that father figure. We're looking for somebody to continue to teach us, because we know internally we have not grown up. And when men are exposed to women at a younger age, the mindset is now distorted, okay? They don't know exactly what this is. It may feel good because the body starts to yearn for those things at age 9, but what tends to happen is we don't know what it is, so we try to make something out of it, and usually what we come up with is something that's very distorted and it's out of whack, and now our spirit is now, it's confused. And so we already know who's the spirit of confusion and deception, but we're not going to go into that, but we already know what that is. So when younger women date older men, you really got to ask them why. Now, take away the money, take away the car. Look at this man. What is this man truly giving you? Huh. And then let's look at you. What can you really offer this older man that he hasn't already experienced 20, 40, 50, whatever before you? Because he was doing a thing before you was even thought of or conceived. So you might want to, you know, and when you start to break something down, when you ask those hard questions to a lot of these young women who think they know and really don't because they're so dark and lost, they don't know how to answer it. And the one answer they'll tell you is, I'm grown, I can do what I want to do. You can. So why are you choosing to continue to act like a child if you claim to be grown?
Okay, we got another
silence.
We got another caller on the line.
Okay.
We got another caller on the line that wants to chime in. She's let me see. I think she's called herself the woman trainer. I love it. She's in the chat room. And again, to the callers out there, the ones that want to get on the line, want to be heard, please, please, please take advantage of the chat room. That's why it's here. Take advantage of Lakeisha's inbox message. Take advantage of mine. The show is about you guys. We need your feedback. We need your conversation. We need your input. So 678, I'm going to bring you on the line. I know that's ATL. Let's see who this is and what she got to say. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, sweetheart. Oh, this is a guy, brother.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is a guy.
you had the woman trainer in the chat room, so I was like, whoa. Oh, the woman
it's
trainer.
It's all good.
But that's player, right? That's some player stuff, right?
it's a play on marketing words. It's a play on
there
marketing words.
There you go. All right,
but,
bro. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio.
I appreciate the advice. I do appreciate what the doctor said. I wanted to also suggest something as far as for the guys. Kudos also to the brothers for being open, kind of like what the doctor alluded to. Once you're able to speak your issue to strangers, it can no longer hold you.
That's right.
I also suggest to any of the gentlemen listening that don't be afraid to go and get some form of counseling. There's a lot of people out there that have sliding scales, $40 sometimes. I mean, you know, sometimes it's good for you to just expose yourself to somebody other than your church, other than someone you know, because sometimes you have to be able to disconnect from that exposure once you do. And you don't need to necessarily do it through your church or your grandmama, your uncle. Sometimes that little sliding scale of $40 will help you. With that said, let me suggest this for the sake of the conversation. It is really unfortunate that I told somebody, I was on a speaking panel last Saturday, and I told somebody, I said, the unfortunate thing, if I had to grow up in this decade, I'd be so confused and so lost because there's not many elements of manhood as there were back then.
Better
so
talk, brother.
It's very sad that a lot of these gentlemen are growing up in an age where Cougar Wives is a popular TV show. Glorifying dating young boys and then marrying them at 18 and 19. But also talk about men. We'll say, well, he's a creepy old man, but then we'll call her a hot cougar.
Right.
And A lot of people.
Hey, I'm not a cougar. I'm a polar bear.
You're a cougar supporter, Keisha.
I'm a polar bear.
I'm not mad.
I'm not a cougar.
I'm going to say something real horrific for you guys to grasp the boys' aspect of this. I said to a lady, I said, there's a teacher on the run right now. I think her name is Darby or something. But there's a teacher on the run. She has two children by this little 17, 16-year-old black boy.
My goodness.
And I said, okay, when that boy becomes 18, should he be forced to pay child support?
You know what?
Wow.
He just, Keisha, did you hear
Wait a
that?
Minute. Wait
he
a minute.
He just took it. He took it all the way somewhere. He took it and LeBroned it. That's what this brother just did. ATL. He LeBroned it. ATL. You ain't have to LeBron a thing on the show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man,
right.
Think about what he just said. Heavy, brother. That's heavy.
I need a retake.
I'm
yield the floor.
Say that again, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to yield the floor just by making my point, but I'm going to say it again. The older lady molested basically the young boy underage.
Absolutely.
Because you remember we do lock high school boys up in 11th grade for sleeping with 9th graders now.
Wow.
Forced the boy to get him pregnant. Should he have to pay for child support when he turns 18? And I say all that to say this. The unfortunate thing in this correct day and age we live in, ladies have forgotten to make other ladies accountable for what we make a horror that men do.
Whoa. This brother heavy. You know what? Throw your fists up.
You can't be having me stump for words because I'm not ever stumping for words.
I'm over here like, I got one for this brother. Hey, brother, this one for you right here. I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the big.
There you go.
We gonna play that boondock, man. Throw your black fist up. The brother talking some knowledge. I mean, for the listeners that's paying attention, think about that. Should this young man, again, I know for us males, as for all the males that's listening, and I'm not taking anything away from the female urge and appetite for sex either, because I know y'all get hungry too. But I'm gonna say this: it's proven through even biblical times. Males, we are very weak. When it comes to being able when it comes to turning down sex. And let me show you this. Here goes another angle. Let me show you a young boy. And just to show you how, like, females can, and I'm a tag on what GA went through. Women have a way of, like, pressuring you, especially when you're a young boy. You know, you kind of like, you know, well, I don't know if I'm ready for sex. And then here goes a woman, oh, what, you don't want to have sex? What, you must be gay or something. So in order to prove his manhood, he's like, no, I ain't gay. So he got to. You know, it's a sense of not only the sexual appetite and urge, but a sense of, I got to do this. This is something I have to do. The same way I get up, brush my teeth, go to school, go to work, do what I need to do, I have to have sex with this woman because she wants to have sex with me. When you're young, about 13 years old, I'm going to give my mama a shout-out, man. May she rest in peace. I love that woman. I'm going to share this with y'all, and I'm going to share this. Me and my mother, I was really, really going through something real bad when I was about 13. I'm going to say straight up, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not going front. I'm going to tell you what it is. That's why with these little boys, I watch these little boys around my children. Because, and I don't know why God gave me girls. So I guess he's trying to tell me something. Anyway, I got all these daughters, so I'm mindful of these boys because I remember being 13. I was so horny that I sat down and I told my mother, I said, Mom, something is wrong. I don't know. I can't stop thinking about sex. I can't focus on anything. All I want to do is have sex. My mother, may she rest in peace, was so intelligent, so wise, and such an in-tune mother. She didn't make fun of me. She didn't boy and all that kind of nigga shit. She sat me down as her son, and she said, baby, what you're going through is natural, but you are going to need to learn to masturbate. I said, Mama, what's masturbating? To relieve yourself of your sexual tension. Straight up, here's where the black family has an issue. what mother do you know? Like, I'm going to just ask Keisha, my co-host. Keisha, if you had a son came to you like that, what would you tell him? Would you tell him straight up, boy, you need to go on and handle that? Or what? How would you deal with that? With your 13-year-old son feeling comfortable enough to come to you and say, Mama, I just want to put my dick in some pussy?
I wouldn't feel comfortable enough to talk to my son about masturbation.
Well, what if he talked to you? What if he came to you
to my son or my daughter about masturbation? But I was with my husband to talk to him. But I personally would not feel comfortable saying, "Okay, son, you know, you just gonna have to, you know, get out the lubrication and just gonna, you know, get it like this." I wouldn't.
No, she didn't tell me to move. She told me just beat that motherfucker.
I wouldn't. See, me personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Talking about that, I don't feel comfortable talking about certain things to my daughter who is grown right now. You know, like, you know, I share something right now. I was also looking for, you know, one of my little electronics, and I couldn't find it. I found it in my daughter's room, and was like, "What the hell?" And she was like, "Well, I thought it, you know, like, oh, this is supposed to go on my." She said it vibrates. She put it in the pillow, and it kind of helps soothe her headache. This is. You know, my younger
God,
daughter.
Keisha.
I said, why were you in my drawer? I mean, you know, I had to come back and tell my man, you know where my thing was at? It was in the girl's room. I missed that whole, that was an opportunity for me to explain what that was and what it's for, but I totally was like, get out of my damn room, you know.
Right.
Don't be
well,
in my stuff no more. You know, I was hot. I was like, I got to fight it and lie and say. But
right.
I went back in the room and told him, like, hey, you know where my thing was at? It was in the girl's room. He was like, excuse me?
Well, I want to bring Hopeful in because I want her opinion on it. Because in my opinion, what I think holds us back and hinders us is we need to have certain kind of conversations with our children. In my opinion, because I have 18-year-old twin daughters now, and when they were 14 years old, you know, it was a bad relationship between me and their mother. But when they were 14, and I had them for a summer, I literally took them, you know, individually, went to the park, and talked to my daughters. And let me tell you something I realized. You may think your children don't know, but before I could even start the conversation about boys, one of my daughters, before I could even start, she'd say, Daddy, I'm not doing oral, anal, or any of that. I literally could not look my daughter in the face. To this day, she doesn't know why I turned my head, but I turned my head literally in utter, like, it was disgust. Not mad with her, not disgusted with her, but to see my baby that I brought home, my baby that I changed her little diaper and you know, fed her her first meal in the bottle and stuff like that and was there, you know, when she first took her steps, you know, between the years that, you know, me and her mother were separated, to watch my children, watch my baby grow. And for my 14-year-old to sit down and me to start discussing sex with her before I could even start the conversation. And I was, hey, what's this, you know, just talking about boys, trying to dig into my daughter's head to see where her mind is at. And as her father, who is a responsible father, knowing, hey, I need to talk to my daughter. I need her to, because trust me, believe me, this I know, if I don't talk to her, it's a guarantee somebody else will. And I would rather, as her father, be the first male to say, listen, honey, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. But like I said, prior to me even having conversation with this girl, when she said to me, Daddy, oral, anal, it just literally, because that wasn't even the regular stuff. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't just the little finger stuff we were doing back in the day. You know what I'm saying? She was straight with the, like, how do you even know these words? So I was blown away. Let me get Faithful on the line to get her to give her opinion on that, because I personally, Keisha, have to disagree with you and say that I really amen my mother for that, because a strong relationship and a strong foundation with my mother helps me to be able to deal with puberty and sexual frustration.
I didn't have a really opinion about what your mom did. I just said me.
As my own personal person,
I don't think it's wrong that your mom talked to you about it. I just don't have boys. I don't, you know, so
well, see,
I don't have any sons. I have three daughters. Now, I talk to my brothers. I have two baby brothers, and, you know, I have older brothers. But my baby brothers, I talk to them. But for some reason, I just feel like if I had to talk to my son, I wouldn't know how. I think that I would probably say, hey, honey, can you talk to him about, you know, I've been finding stuff on his sheets. Go talk to him.
Let me jump into this before I bring Hopeful on. Let me tell you why my mother had to do that. And this is, again, one of those times in life you don't know what kind of situation you're going to be in. My father, love him to death. I'm taking nothing from him, but my father is a drug addict, alcoholic, a very immature person, even to this day. So when I needed, when I was a young man confused and learning things, I needed to have a conversation. So my mother really didn't have a choice but to step in and do that and be the strong mother that she is and was. You know what I mean? So when I say that, it, what if it's not that simple? What if when he's 13, say you in a loving relationship, then this boy is 13 years old, you're the mother, you're still going to raise this boy, and then he comes to you with this. It comes a point when you may not even have a choice. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So let me get Hopeful to give her opinion on it. We have our in-house therapist. Hopeful, how do you feel about my mother telling me when I told her that I was in that, you know, sexual situation young? How do you feel about her telling me to masturbate?
Hopeful?
Let me see if I got her mic on.
Hello?
Yeah,
there she is. There she is.
Yeah.
Okay. She did the most perfect thing any parent could ever do. Once again, she put the power in her hand and took it out of the hand of a stranger, like Trey was saying, that, trust me, his daughters will find out.
Huh.
It's a guarantee. So rather it be him, because I was in that same situation, and I had a mother that, you know, she's a wonderful mother, raised 11 children. I'm number 11. And she, my dad, there from day one, all same mom and dad, you know, and they raised 11 children. 11, just them two, from the backwoods of Mississippi and Houston. And what they don't do is you don't talk about those kind of things because, children are not supposed to know about those things. And so they kept that same mentality, even with a child being born in the 70s but raised, I'm an 80s and a 90s kid. You cannot have that same type of mentality, especially nowadays. And see, what I have a young son, he's 7. I'm divorced. I've been divorced now for 5 years. And actually, during the time that we were divorcing, he was being potty trained. And, you know, Lakeisha, he went and got up under my bed. He found Big Purple. He liked to run around. And he was just, what do you have in your hand? He was swinging it around his head. And he was saying, penis, penis, penis.
Whoa.
See, my kids didn't even know.
I was like, oh, no, my son has known about his penis since the day he was able to personally grab on it himself and figure it and was able to find it on his own without having me help him find it. So, you know, and I'm like, what are you doing with that? And he said, that's daddy's penis. I said, no, baby, his penis is not purple. I said, give me this. So, you know, and I talked to his father, and I said, you know, you're going to have to talk to your son about, you know, he's understanding parts that look like parts. So I told him, he freaked out, and we went there, you know. And it's interesting, which is so funny, he talks about more of his body development with me than his father. And I figured out why, because his father is uncomfortable talking about it. I don't have the parts. You're going to have to. You're going to have to show him and walk around in front of him, go to the bathroom with him so he can see. So as much as he did it in the formative years, what he had was because of his own uncomfortable feeling, he did not talk to him. So I had to use my toys to explain to him his body.
Wow.
And I didn't take nothing from it. I didn't take nothing from it. And then I had to get his father to be comfortable enough to talk to me about it, to talk to him about it. It was very, very interesting. And so once he got comfortable with it, then he stopped talking to me and started talking to his dad. But it was me that showed, you know, whenever he, you know, I told him all the time, I even tell him to this day, I don't care what you do with it. If it makes you happy, that's fine. But when I need your attention, you need to leave it alone. Then we have this agreement. He sits in front of the TV. He has his hands in his pants. Are you comfortable? You happy? He got his video game. He got the remote control. And he got his hands down his pants. We're fine. When it's time to eat, go wash your hands. Come back to the table.
Man,
we all eat dinner.
I love it. You letting that
and
man
so,
be a real man.
I just love it because Because the one thing that I learned, just looking at my brothers and myself, I didn't know my body. Thank God, and I thank God for the man who, you know, introduced me into womanhood by being my first. He educated me prior to even touching me for a whole year. He talked to me about the reproductive system, the male body, the female body, what it could be like, what it couldn't be like. You know, he introduced videos to me, so, you know, this is bad touching, this is good touching.
Gotcha.
It was amazing. So my first time was so educational and so blissful, I will never, ever forget it. So
okay,
for my child, I want the same thing. You know, I want to be able to for him to be comfortable because, you know, those teachers, male or female, they're out there. Look at the news.
Hello.
They are coming to those kids.
Hello.
And hear me, whoever's listening, they are coming to those children, and they can sniff them out with parents who are uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because
and,
they are
and,
asking the question.
Girl,
they're asking the question. You know how they're asking the question? By sitting close. They're always coming up to the teacher, wanting to stay after. They're showing them, you have the green light to teach me because no one else is teaching me. And if they are listening and you're not, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be like some of these parents who are crying on TV with that mic in front of them talking about, I don't know what happened. Yes, you did. Because the behavior changed, but you wasn't paying attention.
You wasn't
the
paying
conversation,
attention.
That little kid came to you. I came to my mother one day. I'll never forget this. And I said the same thing that you said, Trey. I have this urge to want to have sex. I know my friends are doing it, but I don't want to do it yet.
Right.
What can I do? And you know what my mother told me?
What's that?
I'm your mother. I said no, and I'll beat you.
Oh, see?
And I'm like, but I'm not asking you. I'm telling you I don't want to, but I'm asking you to help me learn my body.
Right.
Teach
me. Show me something. Give me some advice.
Said,
give me some advice to
exactly.
show me.
Exactly.
And that's let me cut you off for a second, Hopeful. That's what parenting is, family. I'm putting that out there to everybody. Again, the show is about younger. We're going with why these younger women want older men. That's what the basis of the show is on. And I love when we do these shows because the shows always take a life of their own. Now we're dealing with the root cause. What is the root cause? What makes women younger be attracted to older men? What makes younger men be attracted to older women? Now, I'm going to share a piece of my own life. I actually started having sex very young, you know what I'm saying? And it was with a woman 5 years older than me. It was nowhere near as blissful as Hopeful's was, and I'm happy to hear that. Such a wonderful story. That's rare to hear a female say that her first time was literally that someone took their time with you. That's commendable to the brother who did that. You know what I mean? But when I first started having sex, I was just so hot, I had to do it. And like I said, when it comes to parenting, I want to give my mother a shout out because it wasn't my father who taught me how to put a condom on. It was my mama. So let me go ahead and play a little music. I got a whole bunch of callers on the line. Again, everybody listening to the show, this is about healing. Coach, I wonder if he's still on the line, 951. Coach, I don't know if you're still on the line, but CC, 951-570, if you're still on the line. I know she really wanted to speak, and I think she wants to talk to you, Hopeful, because she was saying that she needed some help with the situation, and that's what this show is about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check the lines real quick. Me and Keisha are going to go back through and check. Go ahead.
No, I think we had a coach.
Oh, coach.
Was that one of the people that have already spoken already?
Yeah.
Someone
no,
did one and didn't present their name.
Coach didn't talk. He's 951. But what we're going to do right now, Keisha, we're going to play a little music. We're going to go check the lines and see who's on to see who else wants to talk. Again, everybody, thank y'all, man. But to my family out there with these kids, man, you wonder, like the therapist just said, you all crying, I wonder why my daughter got pregnant. I wonder why my son or daughter's doing this. You got to watch your kids. You got to teach your kids. You got to talk to your kids. Kids can't raise themselves. If you don't make a plan for life, life will make a plan for you. Let's do this.
Girls, you know you better. Watch out. Some guys are only about
Yeah. programs it began. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that you Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. When you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Now I'm sitting back to head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. And his hymns and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they can spend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking, heart breaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleep is silent, man. The punk mess is violent, man. The quick job asking them stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Straight love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on.
Get your tray game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, love a boy, king, got Gilroy, make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy, satisfaction with no distraction, I guarantee. Pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby? Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be stole your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My trade love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your trade game on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on. game on.
Y'all better tune in, tell a friend at the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in. That was my single, Trey Game. Yeah, y'all, I'll be dropping my album this year, too. You can get my mixtape right now, y'all. For everybody that go to my website, my Trey Love Vision page and like it, the first 10 people that like it, going to get a free copy, man. And you know what? If you send me an email, bookgilroy@gmail.com, might send you a little something, yo. Telling you, dropping some heavy stuff. All right, we're going to get back to what we was talking about, man. Got my co-host Lakeisha on the line. It's about to go down, man. Got my boy Al, and I got a young lady by the name of CC who definitely called in, and I think this young lady is in need of some help from us, and that's why we're here to give to our community. So we about to do this. Let's go ahead. I got my co-host in the building. We're going to start with Al. Let me go to Al. 626. There you go. I'm going to open the line up. Caller, you on the air. How you doing
today?
Yeah,
I'm great. I'm great. Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback what you guys were talking about not paying attention to your children. I work at a school myself, and I think it's extremely important to pay attention to what your children are doing. There's nothing wrong with going to just check up. You ain't got to call them. You ain't got to call the school. All you got to do is show up. You got to pay attention to what's going on, and I think that's an excellent point you guys made. I just wanted to piggyback that.
Thank you so much. So much for that, brother. And I appreciate it. I used to substitute teach, man, and I'm going to tell you, I noticed things in especially little girls, you know, they would, what Faithful was saying, I mean, Hopeful was saying, they try to, like, the young girls will come up to you and they'll be a little extra nice and, oh, hi, Mr. Lewis. And I even had a student start asking me questions, a 15-year-old girl, do you do this with your girlfriend? And I looked at her, and I said, listen, young lady, I'm your teacher. I'm not your friend. I'd appreciate it if you refrain from talking to me about anything sexual.
Right.
And I went to the principal about that because what Hopeful was saying, what we're getting, again, what this show is about is younger women, why they're dating older men. There's something, a mystique about it. It's a reason why they want it, either something that they – loved at home, or there's something obviously that they were missing at home. So we want to thank you for your input, Al. Anything else before we continue?
No, that's about it. You guys,
well, you know what? Beautiful. Stay tuned in, man, and stay listening, and we love and need your support. Thank you so much, brother. Please go to my page, Trey Love Vision, which is my fan page, man. I need you on there, and I need you to tell people about it. The next person is CC. Let me find CC. And I'm going to open up the line to our therapist because I think, like I said, I think young CC, when me and Keisha talk to her on the side, I think she kind of needs she needs our help. She said she wanted some advice. And, again, that's what we're here for. So let me find
right.
her number quick.
You know, and I do want to let everybody know that, you know, we are here to heal the black family, and I'm not saying this is a black show or a white show or a Hispanic show. This is a human show. This is for everyone. But there is a fact that the black family is hurting in our communities. We are not staying united. We are not staying together. And it seems like the system is set up to keep our families apart.
Yeah.
You know, I personally was in a situation to where, you know, when I was in college, I was on welfare. And then I got married in college. And when I got married, it's not that we had more money, but they sure did send my husband a bill for the Medi-Cal of $8,000 and, you know, cut us off of all aid. And I'm like, we actually have an extra person. We don't have more money. We're just married to each other now. But it's like it would have been better for us to be apart and be able to receive some assistance than it was for us to get married and stay together. It's crazy
yeah.
how the system is set up.
And again, it's you say that, Lakeisha, that's what the documentary that myself and Sophia are working on. It's the way the system is set up. They tell you that, they tell women, okay, you can get on welfare, you can get on housing, but if you have a male in the home, we're going to take your housing and we're going to take your benefits. That's how they are strategically. I'm telling you, people, please read, black people, if you are African American and you have not read the Willie Lynch letter from beginning to end, don't talk to me because you don't know nothing. 951. CC, we have you on the line, sweetheart. I also have our therapist line open as well. What is it that we can help you with today here on Handsome Life?
Hi, guys.
Hi, CC.
Hey, CC.
Hi. It's totally off topic from what you guys have been talking about, but basically, long story short, I was with my first love since I was 19 years old, very much in love, going through hell throughout the whole relationship.
So how old are you now, Fifi?
22.
You're 22?
Yes.
Okay, so since 19, okay. So about 3 years. Okay, go ahead.
And basically, it was an off and on relationship, you know. He put me through things. I would always go back to him, typical. And then 2 days after I had our son, he broke up with me. And
wow.
He said it was because he wanted to get himself together. He couldn't provide for me, and he wanted to get at a better place in life, and then we were going to get back together. And I was like, okay, all right, I can respect that. But come to find out, it wasn't the case. He was, you know, going back to his first baby mama, basically. So I've been really torn up about it. You know, I walk around with a smile on my face. People ask me, what happened to so-and-so? I'm like, oh, F that nigga, you know, same old, same old. Because my mom.
We know
it's
not funny, but go ahead, go ahead. That's what I thought we all go ahead.
Ratchet.
I've always been under the impression, you know, as a black woman, you know, you got to be strong. Don't let these niggas get to you. We do what we got to do for our children and everything. But behind closed doors, I'm drinking myself to sleep. I'm crying every day.
Wow.
I actually dropped my son off to his father and was not going to go back.
Oh,
so
my God.
I think that I'm really depressed, but nobody knows what's actually going on. You know? So I'm just a little, I want to be like that ride or die chick, like when he's ready, I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I do want to move on and find true happiness with somebody that's going to treat me right. And not going to break up with me just because they're under a little bit of pressure, you know. Especially, I had my son 2 days before he broke up with me. That hurt my heart so bad. And I'm still, my son is 6 months now, and I'm still going through it. Like,
I have a question. How old were you when you had the baby, and how old is the young man?
He's 22, like me, and I was 22. My son is 6 months.
And you all were high school sweethearts. Let me say this, honey.
She was 19 when she got with him.
19 when you got with him. I'm going to say this, honey, and I'm going to say this from a 18-year-old father's perspective because, again, I'm telling you, I have children that are 18. I was a very young father. I'm a teenage father myself. Now, I did not, and I repeat this from the essence of me, I did not run away from my responsibilities. But the same conversation we were having earlier when Hopeful, our therapist, was on the line, what she said was, when we all, because I remember it like it was yesterday, when you're 17, 18 years old, you think to yourself, even my daughter told me recently, as soon as I got on the phone, oh, Daddy, we grown now. I was, hey, okay. It's like I took my hands, I put them up. I'm not, again, her telling me she was grown, my daughter and I love her, but the way she told me was that she was grown was, I don't need any advice from you. I don't want any advice from you. I know everything. And that's something that I'm going to say straight up. All of us go through that. But see, now you're 22, honey, and now you're feeling the effects of your mistakes. And I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. With him, it's not going to get any better. I'm not going to make that promise to you. I don't know him. But I'm going to say from his age, I'm going to keep it real. It's not going to be any better. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing, and this is what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to bury you in some religion conversation and say, oh, just pray, girl. Jesus going to save you. Don't worry about it. Things will get better. Let me tell you something, honey. People always said, don't worry about it. Your kids are going to come back to you. They haven't come back. I haven't had my children because of Satan. And then the second thing is my mother was ill with cancer, and people kept saying, you just pray, things will change. My mother died at 42 of cancer. So life has hit me with some very serious realities. I still believe in the higher power. I still know that there's a grace that is blessed upon me to have me breathing healthy and happy today. But I say this to you, sweetheart, get you together. Worry about getting you together. And what you said was, because I said this last show, you said that you're looking for a man that will be with you and won't break up with you when times get hard. That's a dream come true. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants a man that's going to be with them, or vice versa. You know, we want a female that's going to be with us through the ups and downs, smiles and frowns. But again, life is not always that promising. So here's what I'm going to say to you, sweetheart. Get you right. Become the perfect you, because I'm going to explain to you what's going to attract the perfect man to you. You got to first get you right. You got to make sure you good. You standing on your own 2 feet. And hear me well when I'm explaining this to you. I'm not telling you to be this strong, independent, don't need no man, black woman. Honey, that's bullshit. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is to make sure you get yourself together, you get your life right, you make sure you are 100, you can take care of yourself, take care of your children, and do the things that you need to do, and this is something I guarantee. You put good into the universe, you wake up each and every day, and you plant seeds, and when the time is right, you got your stuff together, the perfect man is going to come into your life because he's going to have his stuff together, and you two are going to walk into perfection. That's what I promise you. Now, we're going to go ahead and let our therapist rap with you for a second, and then from there, we're going to have to close the show out, y'all. We only got 15 more minutes left. So, Faithful, go ahead and give the young lady some advice. I just gave her mine, so we're going to get you put in.
Yes, here. And the young lady's name, your name is Cece?
Yes. Yes, Cece.
Okay. First things first, I want to offer you, because I'm assuming that you're not in my same state. You're not in California, where are you?
I'm in California.
You are in California. Okay.
Yes.
Trey, I'm going to offer Cece 5 free sessions via telephone for therapy sessions.
That'll work.
Okay.
Because we cannot resolve this right now in 15 minutes, and I really do want her to make sure that she does to have some follow-up.
Right. Y'all see how we doing it, man.
Follow.
You know, this right here just really touched my heart. This just really touched my heart. Y'all see what we doing here?
Susie, do not get off the phone until Trey tells you to, but Trey, I'm going to give you my office number. I want you to give that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie, tomorrow, I need you, and I'm saying I need you,
mm-hmm.
to call me at 10 a.m.
This is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to
put
both of you in queue. So, Cece, you can give Hopeful your information. And, honey, you just got free therapy. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to say this, disclosure, everybody don't be calling me and say, I need you to talk to Hopeful, please. It's not going down like that. But this young lady, it ain't going down like that. I'm making sure y'all
still got to feed her. But I do want to say this. I do want to say this if anyone else is listening, because I know many women, many young girls are doing this. What I never heard Cece say was what she wanted. She's trying to give to him. She's giving, I want to be that man for him. I mean, I want to be that woman for this man. Understand, he's not a man. He's only 22.
And that's the same thing they're saying in the chat room. That's the same thing they're saying in the chat room.
Everything that Trey said to you, I need you to, if you can get the tape of this and hear what he's saying to you, I need you to listen to it. I need you to embody it. And then also, too, I am not going to tell you in any of my sessions, I'm not going to tell you how to work this out with him.
Mm.
What I am going to do is I'm going to talk with you about the things that you are embodying that's attracting the type of life that you're living.
Exactly.
And now you have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get this together now, if you don't call it by its name, if
you
don't
pass it down.
Say, Cece, this is who you are, and then you have to make a decision. Once you call it by its name, then you have to do something. You know, the only two things you're going to do is either you're going to do something about it, or you're going to sit there and not do anything about it, and you're going to be another woe is me.
Wow.
But understand this. I'm going to talk about you. I'm not going to talk about him, because you're trying to say that you want this kind of, you want the kind of man that you can have happiness with. Baby, you're not happy with yourself.
With yourself, baby. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put y'all in the screening room so you all can chat real quick and exchange information. And Cece, please call in again, honey. Bless you. I'm going to tell you, from Handsome Life Radio, I know I love you. I know Keisha loves you. And we are going to lift you up in prayer. And, honey, you're going to be all right, because you're starting now. You understand?
Okay.
I'm going to put y'all in the screen room right now so that you guys can chat. Hold on, y'all. I'm putting them in the screen room. And I'm going to play a little music, man. We're going to try to do a little last minute to see if there's anyone else that wants to give a shout-out, birthday, say hi, bye. Me and Keisha finna check the lines again. We got
Hopeful and Cece in the chat room, I mean in the screening room. They're exchanging information. When we come back, we're going to bring them back, y'all, and then we're going to say goodbye. This song perfectly fits the situation, y'all. This your boy, Trey Love, man. We having a blast over here. BlogTalkRadio.com/HandsomeLife, 310-861-2317, each and every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going down.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. I'm with my lovely co-host, Lakeisha Harris. I want to send a shout-out to Hopeful for just giving up herself. That young lady, Cece, that y'all just heard on the line, and I want to say to the brothers in the chat room, let me read what the brothers in the chat room was writing about her situation. I love what we're doing here, man. Keisha, we got a wonderful form here, man, and I think we're going to change lives, Keisha, for real.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. And I just wanted to say before we get off here, I'm, you know, usually going to have one last-minute comment before we get off the air every week related to our subject. My last comment here is, ladies, your mate is not your father. And what I mean by that is, if your father was perfect, doesn't mean your mate is. If your father was horrible, doesn't mean your mate is. If your father left you when you were a child, doesn't mean that every man is just going to leave you.
Wow.
Your mate
the man, your future husband, is not your father. Stop comparing the men that you're going to be with the first man that should have loved you or the first man that did love you, which is your father. Wow. I'm going to go ahead and hand the mic over to Trey now.
Oh, man, Keisha, thank you for that. And Keisha, thank you for co-hosting and just doing what you do, mama. Yo, straight up, you bad girl on it, man. You really come in. You keep it spicy. You keep it exciting. And straight up, we recreated this show and started using this show just off your Facebook page, man. So I want to thank you, Keisha, for being my friend, being a supporter, and literally having my back. Sophia sends her love, you know what I'm saying, the baby, everything. And we mad with you because you still ain't came to see the baby yet. You still ain't came to see the baby, so you got to come see the baby. This is what the guys were saying in the chat room, and then from there, y'all, we're going to take it home, y'all. The gentleman said he wasn't a man yet, he couldn't cope, and was looking at the streets. That's what the gentleman said. Men are taught to play, which we are generally taught to play. Other cultures do the reverse. They invest in their sons to succeed. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And see, our culture, we need to stop our daughters the slave talk. And what I mean by the slave talk is, you know, woman, get out there, put the baby on your back, pick that cotton, because they're going to sell your husband down to the next plantation, or he just going to leave, he's going to run away and go to the north. Now, we need
wow.
to stop telling our daughters that. Slavery is not here anymore. We need to stop
wow.
telling our daughters, put the babies on the back, just go out there and work, and you don't need no man. Because
that's
not
right.
what the Bible says.
Know
your position,
you know,
ladies. Know your position, men.
And you know, even with some stuff in the Bible, I want to get into that because I have a little. First of all, like I said, I believe in a higher power, but I do have some conflicts with people burying everything in the Bible. Michael Basin said
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
T.D. Jakes said, well, Saul or Paul or some prophet didn't say anything about AIDS, and Michael Basin was like, well, AIDS is part of what we're dealing with today. Maybe we need to write a new Bible, not taking nothing from the men who wrote the scriptures. But again, God, and like I say, when you get away, let me just say this. That young lady, it's nothing to do with God or not. She knows what she feels, and what she feels is what's bothering her, and it's wrong. You know, there is no Bible that can take away that pain. So before we leave, man, I want to say to everybody, man, make sure y'all tune in and tell a friend that me and Lakeisha are going to be in again. It's going to be next week, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, man. Y'all better get it. It's hot. It's cracking. We got it popping over here, man. Relationship Talk will be next week, February 24th. I know I missed a lot of y'all listeners, man, because of the All-Star Gang. Shout out to the West Side, because we the best side. You know what I'm saying? We doing it over here, man. I don't know what to say about my Lakers. I'm not going to get into that. But at the same time, yo, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Heat fan,
yeah.
too. Lakers, huh? Hold on. I turned Keisha's mic off too quick. What was you going to say, Keisha? Hold on. She probably want to mess with my Lakers. What was you going to say, Keisha?
Leave the Lakers alone.
I know, right? Oh, my God, I don't even want to talk about my Lakers. But you know what? When you're a diehard fan and you're real and you're down with your home team, it's like I be telling my troop all the time, look, I'm the Kobe Bryant of this family. It don't matter what happened. If we lose, if we win, we do it as a team and we do it together. And to the LA, to the Laker fans, I'm going to say straight up, it is what it is. It's just one of them situations. You know what I'm saying? So we about to take it home, man. Tonight has been a lovely show. I feel like we had a breakthrough tonight. I want to thank Hopeful for giving of herself. We had a breakthrough tonight. We had somebody call y'all in pain and needed some help. And guess what? God put us in position to be able to help, aid, and assist. And if I can't do that, I can't do nothing. Man, I'm going to holler at y'all next week. I'm about to chill and do my thing and go ahead. I ain't got to masturbate no more. I'm going to bury my bone. Ha! Have a good night, y'all.
Back at me, and it hurts so bad, 'cause I Love, man. Stay up. Keep your head up, y'all. Everything gonna be all right.